Hello and welcome to the Two Clever Mafia podcast. Not opinionated, just facts from my point of view. I am your host, Clever Mafia, and today we are going to talk about a very popular, unpopular topic. Defund the police. And who's saying it? There seems to be a lot of back and forth about who is actually looking to defund the police now. I mean, I from a political party perspective, we're gonna dive into that because there's a lot of back and forth, and I'm not gonna get a whole long drawn out thing, and this isn't gonna be what movement and who backs what cause and all of that, but it's just gonna be the basic facts of what's going on, and we're just going to kind of get into that today a little bit and my opinion and my point of view on the whole mess really right now it is. And but first, we are going to get into what we do every week here now. The stories this week around the world in 5 minutes or less.
Time for the news.
Okay, so we got a big request to do some sports news, so we're going to start off with the sports news this week. And in CBS Sports, the NBA Free Agency 2021 live updates, trade rumors, news, and as the Suns keep Chris Paul, the Heat and Bulls make a big splash. Over from Sports Illustrated, the U.S. men's basketball lives or dies by the gold standard, and Team USA is to overcome a sluggish start versus Spain thanks to Kevin Durant and advance to the Olympic men's basketball semifinals. That's pretty neat. Over on ESPN, they're reporting that the Indianapolis Colts offensive line, Quentin Nelson, out for 5 to 12 weeks with a foot injury. That's a big shot to the O-line on the Colts. Hey, this week, oh, boy, I got to get better glasses. It's Tom Brady's 44th birthday. That old goat, as they say, is turning 44. And if the Colts, if Tom Brady was the Colts, what is this, AJ? Oh, I'm sorry. This is a mess. This is one of those bait and click news stories. I'm not even going to go over it. NBC Sports reported the Panthers cut JT Ibe after practice hit that injured Keith Kirkwood. Kirkwood, I guess it is. Oh boy, this is a tough one. This is a tough one to get through. We're gonna have to speed it up here. I'm running out of time. A massive ball erupts per the Giants wire at the Giants training camp in practice. The Giants don't need any more drama. They just got to win some football games over in New York. And The Ringer reported it pays to be old on this year's NBA free agent market. And Chris Paul agrees to stay with the Phoenix Suns, as reported before, securing a four-year deal that could be worth up to $120 million, says his agent. So that is where we're going to wrap it up with the sports news. And under 5 minutes and on time. Yeah, so that was the sports news, and we're going to start off with a popular or unpopular topic, depending on what your take is on it. It's the defund the police movement. Now, defunding the police, it's got all kinds of sides, and it's all kind of moving parts, if you will, and all people from all angles have different opinions, and the defund the police movement is a problem. And now, the news media, they're reporting that it was caused by the Republicans. Give me a break, okay? This is just flat-out crap. And excuse my language, I don't usually get that into with these different stories. But if anybody watched the news, all through the summer of 2020, people were violating all sorts of laws in the streets, destroying people's businesses and their livelihoods, injuring and killing people, and the police and calls for defunding the police. Now, there were definitely some bad things that happened that were very public, that the police involved, you know, police involved shootings, police involved killings that should not have happened, and no one condoned. No one condoned. But nobody condoned rioting and destroying people's property and running through the streets, like anarchy. It was pure anarchy. And they're, you know, defunding the police was, you know, we got to get rid of the cops. We've got to get rid of them. We've got to go to more of a social interaction with people, they're burning down police. It was horrible. It was horrible. And it was completely ignored by the left, by the Democrats. You can't say that is not the truth of what happened. They ignored it. They, you know, instead of coming out and saying, listen, things should not be, you know, law and order needs to prevail. They need to, you know, if they want to protest, fine. But there's a difference between protest and rioting and killing people and injuring people and just complete and utter lawlessness. And the Democrats were perfectly fine with it. I don't, you know, go back to 2020, watch some news articles, watch some stories, watch some comments from Nancy Pelosi and all of the left wing. And they, AOC, they've all literally come out and said that, you know, they needed to defund, that the police are the problem. Okay, fine. If that's your position, whatever. Now, Donald Trump was a law and order president. Hands down, you can't deny that. He was for police. He was for law and order. You know, this is not even a debate that anybody can deny. I mean, of course, people can deny it. But Jen Psaki, the press secretary, the current press secretary, that came out, you know, and other Democrats are now trying to say it was because the Republicans clearly voted down a relief bill that, which, by the way, the GOP's actions were speaking louder than their words. And by voting down the relief bill, they were, in essence, voting for defunding the police, which was completely baloney. It was completely baloney. It was a complete lie. It was a complete fabrication. But no one has ever said, no Republican has ever said, and if you have a clip, an audio clip of somebody saying it, please send it over if you're opposed to what I'm saying. But no one has ever said that there's not one piece of evidence to support that any Republican has ever wanted to or thought defunding the police was a good idea. On the other hand, Omar, AOC, Lori Lightfoot, and even our country's Vice President Harris is on film, on tape, and has come out and has said this. These words have come out of their mouths. And AOC explicitly said, and I quote, The word on the street is to defund the police. So she's listening to the word on the street and is, really? Are there people in the street saying this? The ones that with the rocks and the knives and the guns, robbing and looting and killing innocent people, and destroying property of hardworking Americans that they have put their blood, sweat, and tears into? Are those the ones that are saying defund the police so it'll be easier for them to do what they're doing? The left is either, again, clearly lying, clearly misdirecting, or just trying to change a narrative that it's already there, and they know they're lying. You have to, I don't see there's the ignorance part of it, but they've got to know that they're lying to the American people if that's what they're trying to sell. If that's what they're trying to make people believe, it's horrible. It's horrible. And along with social media dumping millions into left political efforts, on one hand, and in hope that they'll get some sort of response or reprieve because of all the censorship they're doing in social media, and I don't know, They say both hands wash the face, you know, and this is just kind of a secret circle that's going on between the left and social media and the media in general. And the American people are the ones that are suffering. They're suffering in the end. They're suffering for this. And no one, I mean, and now they're calling, of course, because crime is up in all the major cities, all run by mostly Democrats. You know, because there's a couple that aren't, but they're just, of course, the left will point that out. But Chicago, New York City, by the way, the two mayoral candidates in New York City of recently, I think it's Curtis Sliwa and who was the other gentleman? He was an ex-police officer as well. Both are law and order. They're both, you know, that's their focus. Because people that live in these big cities, if you live in a big city, I mean, do you feel safe? If you live in Chicago and you're listening to my podcast, please hit us up on Twitter. Do you feel safe in certain parts of Chicago? Walking around in the evening, maybe going to dinner and coming back? Would you walk in the streets? There's bullets. I mean, according to the news again, and who knows what to believe anymore with the news media, but there's bullets flying everywhere. New York too. I just, was it New York City? 1,000 people have been, was it injured or killed by gunfire this year alone? It's horrible. It's horrible, and you need police or you have anarchy. You need good police, and there's a lot of good police out there. And, but if I was, you know, I can imagine in New York, it's probably very difficult to hire. I think Curtis Sliwa, I heard him saying he wanted to hire like 8,000 more police officers. That's the number that you need to maintain that that threshold, that balance. Because let's face it, I think it's like if you have like 38,000 police officers and you have how many million, you're still outnumbered tremendously. So the amount, the job that a police department does with such few people, I mean, you're not even talking 1% usually of a population in comparison to the police department. You know, I mean, how, I mean, I don't know the numbers, but there's got to be, it's, and they have to, you know, to maintain order. And there's different rules, I mean, there's different ideas behind police work, and there's different, you know, some people, some scholars, actually, I read an article from Rutgers University that said, you know, you really, in policing, you really do not get rid of the crime. You kind of just move it around. It just kind of gets pushed from one area to the other, which in some cases are true. But if criminals are getting the guns and, you know, you do a gun buyback or you get the guns out of the criminal's hands and, you know, that reduces that gun violence segment. But it sounds maybe silly to some, but if you look at life in general, you know, when children are growing up and, you know, rules and the way of society is kind of imposed on them. And if you let someone, a child, get away with, you know, let's say going into the kitchen and touching the stove, right? And you don't say anything. The next time they're more curious and then maybe they're touching the knobs on the stove and then they turn it on and maybe burn themselves or you have a gas leak or electrical fire, whatever it is. My point is it progresses. If you do not stop the small crimes, like speeding around town, you know, some towns they, you know, people complaining, oh, why are they pulling people over for their car not being registered? Well, that will prevent people from just driving a car or maybe even just stealing a car. You know, you have to have penalties. There has to be a penalty, or if there's no repercussions to an action, then you're just going to continue to do it or just keep pushing the line forward. It's kind of the human way of doing things. So, but defund the police is, I don't know if it was a left idea. I think they didn't want to stand up and say, no, it's not, because all of these, you know, when it comes to gun violence, all of these politicians, they all have private security. They all want more money. They all want, you know, more policing of themselves and their community, their own communities. But they kind of jumped on the bandwagon. And again, trying to get votes, not trying to understand and do the right thing. And now you have, you know, a couple of instances in the country where people are trying to take over parts of the city and create their own cities. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. And you can't, you just can't do that. You just can't. You need law and order. You need police. They're there to help and protect us. And, you know, you're going to have bad apples in any line of work, in any line of business, but you deal with them. You deal with them. You know, maybe some of these instances, these people should have been dealt with earlier. But if the culture becomes, hey, we're going to deal with these problems and we're going to deal with them quickly, you know, there may not get to a level where, you know, someone crosses that line consistently and is constantly, not protecting people or not doing what's in the best interest of the citizens, because, you know, police officer is supposed to protect and serve. That's what they're there for. And good police officers do that. And they help you. And they're usually the first ones there. I know in my town, if you call 911 and there was an injury or you needed an ambulance, which has happened over the years, the police are the first ones to show up. They're the first ones there. They're pulling their first aid kits out of the car. They're doing what they need to do and to help people, you know, on the spot quicker than ambulances. And in some cases, there's, you know, the fire department will come and, you know, they have EMS and all of that stuff and the medics and all. But come on, it's a noble profession. I think it just needs to be, you know, the overall understanding, and in a lot of cities and a lot of towns, they have great police departments, but I think the overall understanding needs to be, hey, listen, you know, let's make sure things stay in line. And that's where, and that's why these politicians, because ultimately, you know, you get a police chief or a town administrator or whatever it is, you know, whatever, like mayor, I don't know, whoever handles the police departments in all these different towns and different roles they have, but they're the ones that need to be held responsible. If your police chief is letting your police department get out of line and complaints are pouring in for a particular officer and nothing is being done about it, well, not only is that particular officer probably going to be held responsible, but you need to hold the police chief responsible and the mayor responsible. Everybody should be, if everybody's doing their due diligence and everybody is checking, why wouldn't things work properly? You know, I'm not going to get into corruption and all that other nonsense. No, it's not nonsense. It's real. But that's, you know, a whole different gamut of things that happen. But we need the police. It was clearly the left who allowed this to even remotely start and become what it's become. And the Republicans did not want this, because I believe a lot of them realized, hey, this was going to get out of control. And to be honest, I don't think the Democrats necessarily wanted this. They just kind of went with the flow, didn't want to lose their voters. They were coming up to a huge election in 2020. They didn't want to upset the left. And now that we're all paying the price in these big cities, New York, Chicago, LA, you know, these great cities, filled with wonderful people, are just being bombarded by crime, and it's just not fair. And it's not fair. And the politicians are to blame. The politicians are without a doubt, definitely to blame. As a quick reminder, we want you to be part of our show. Yes, you can join the discussion and be part of the show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or just an old-fashioned email to twocleveremafia@gmail.com. We'll do. Check this show description below for details. And if you want to support our show, this is like a Sally Sells Seashells by the Seashore type thing. If you want to support our show, but don't want to be on air, that's okay. You can buy us a cup of coffee or get yourself a t-shirt or a mug with my mug on it, or send us a couple of your dusty old pennies every month. Check out the link in the description for all the details on how to do that. Want to ask us a question and be featured in a future episode of the Two Clever Mafia podcast? Click on the show notes below, and there is a link where you can record your question in a voicemail. in a voicemail. And we may use your voicemail live in one of our podcast episodes. Thank you for listening to our show. Check us out on www.twoclevermafia.com and join us on all the social medias by following us and participating, of course, at Two Clever Mafia. I am Clever Mafia. This is the Two Clever Mafia podcast, and that is all I have to say about that. Bye-bye for now, and take care of one another.